New research finds men are dirtier than women, but not by much. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Health officials say that washing your hands is the best thing you can do to avoid getting sick. When it comes to putting that into practice, studies have found that a lot of us say we do a good job.
For avoiding germs in public bathrooms, I normally wash my hands for about 30 seconds, try to use warm water, and I try to use the hand towels to turn off the faucet.
Generally, scrub my hands for 30 seconds, both sides.
I wash my hands, and then I normally don't touch the doorknob going out.
But researchers have found that most of us don't do anywhere near as good of a job as we should.
We found that people do not wash their hands as much as they should, or just be blunt, there's a lot of dirty hands out there, is what we discovered.
Carl Borchgrevink is an associate professor in the School of Hospitality Business at Michigan State University. He's the author of a new study in the Journal of Environmental Health. His research team observed more than 3,700 people in public bathrooms around East Lansing. He says only 5% of people wash their hands long enough. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend washing with regular soap and water for 15 to 20 seconds.
The average time for the sample as a whole was 6.75 seconds, which is, it's horrifying to think that they're not anywhere close. You know, for men it was 6.3 seconds, for women it was 7.1 seconds. So even though women are better, they're still not a whole lot better.
But when it comes to people not washing their hands at all, there's a bigger gender gap.
We have 15% of the men who leave the restroom without washing their hands. And in terms of women, it's only 7%.
Nice work, guys. On top of that, 35% of men just wet their hands with water and didn't use any soap. 15% of women did that. Borchgrevink says the research team estimated the age of people they were observing. He says people who appeared to be college age or younger did a worse job of washing their hands than older people. He says there's a good rule of thumb here. Wash your hands with regular soap and water for as long as it takes to sing the happy birthday song twice. This is the Environment Report. You might still be thinking about that hand-washing study. One of the things other researchers found is that you're more likely to wash your hands if somebody else is in the bathroom with you. It's because it's what you're expected to do. It's peer pressure. Of course, it works on us in a lot of other ways, too. A study in the American Journal of Health Behavior found if you walk or bike to work, you might be putting some subtle peer pressure on people around you. Melissa Bopp is an assistant professor at Penn State University. She recently surveyed more than 1,200 people about their commuting habits.
We discovered that people who had a spouse who actively traveled to work and had a coworker who actively travels to work were much more likely to actively travel to work as well themselves.
So if someone around you puts on tight little bike shorts every morning, it's likely to encourage you to do the same. Bob says there are many factors that affect whether people bike or walk to work, but that social influence is pretty strong.
We did actually find that it was a more significant influence than some of those traditional environmental factors, like having access to sidewalks, bike lanes, walkable and bikeable communities, and things like that.
She says, of course, that infrastructure is still very important, and many of our cities and suburbs were designed for cars. She says some places, like New York City, are retrofitting to add bike lanes to make it easier for people to get around without a car. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.